As the presidential campaign rolls increasingly out of the theoretical and into people's lives, candidates are looking for the killer demographic, groups that could help swing the election. In past elections, we've seen candidates looking to score with soccer moms and driving for those NASCAR dads. For a glimpse into what might turn out to be the voter groups in 2008, we turn to our regular contributor, Mo Rocca, who joins us now. Hello, Mo.
Hi, Michelle.
So you went out to the streets of Philadelphia to look for key voter groups. What was your goal?
Well, you know, the pundits and the pollsters are competing right now to define that hot swing voting block that will decide the election. And I wanted to get in the mix early and see if I could try to get them to put themselves in a box. We came up with some goodies, I think.
Oh, well, let's hear.
My name is Dominique Quinn Superstar. I'm from the Ile Delph. My interests are liberty.
And are you single or?
I'm single, yeah.
Okay, so single liberty lovers.
Yeah, single liberty lovers. That's my group. But okay. I'm the only one so far.
Can I get your name and where you're from?
Debbie Williams, Parsons, Tennessee. I'm married, but I'm 55, so I have grandchildren. So family togetherness is a big issue with me.
Okay, and what kind of interests do you have? What hobbies?
We ride bikes.
So bike riding grannies. And how many other bike riding grannies do you know?
Oh, my gracious. In our little group, there's probably four or five.
Oh, okay. And do you guys vote as a block? Do you tend to vote for the same candidate?
We never discuss politics.
You're a moderate Trekkie.
Exactly.
Now, what issues are most important to moderate Trekkies?
Getting out of Iraq and health care.
Okay. And the candidate that can answer all those questions?
Hillary.
Beam her up.
Okay.
Right now, I am at Washington Square Park, a stone's throw from Independence Hall, where the Constitution was signed. There are a lot of dogs around here, a lot of people walking their dogs. What could a candidate say to you, a candidate for president, that might really excite the dog walkers?
I would like to see more of a European environment for dogs. Dogs in Europe are allowed into stores, into restaurants.
If dog walkers banded together, could they affect an election?
I can't think of any major dog-related issue that would band everyone together.
What are the issues that are most important to single hockey nuts?
I would say on a political front, someone in office that is bold and can hold their own.
You don't want someone who's going to be easily cowed.
Exactly.
You want somebody who's willing to just beat the crap out of somebody on the ice, so to speak, in the political arena.
Not that I voted for Bush, but I would say if I had to put Bush or Kerry on the ice, I'd take Bush.
Is there any candidate right now that's really speaking to single hockey nuts?
Good question. McCain or Giuliani?
Tough, no nonsense, willing to get into that penalty box if he needs to.
I agree, yes.
Cool. Thanks. Bye.
Take it easy.
Now, this sounds like you found a lot of teeny tiny, very specific micro cohorts, not any one group that could deliver enough votes to actually swing an election.
You know, I'm going to keep plugging away. I mean, it's difficult to put people in a box. I thought it would be a little bit easier. And by the way, that gentleman described himself as a moderate Trekkie. I understand that self-respecting Star Trek fans call themselves Trekkers, so you can hold your mail right there. I think he must have been a self-loathing Star Trek fan, which is a whole different demographic, actually.
So everyone's trying to define what this killer demographic might be, but it sounds like voters have very clear ideas on what they're looking for.
Sure. Look, voters have their priorities, I suppose. But for pundits and pollsters like myself, the real battle is defining this pivotal group of voters, because that can make or break a career. And, you know, if I can find the next security mom, the next NASCAR dad, then that's a big deal.
You're going to have bragging rights for years behind that.
And a book deal.
Mo, it's always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Michelle.
That's contributor and comedian Mo Rocca. In addition to our liberty lover and bike riding granny, we heard from two Philadelphians, Trekkie Randy Randles and dog walker Charlotte Fairman, and also from hockey nut Steve Silverian of Voorhees, New Jersey.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.